Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. I have to be really quick today because my MacBook is almost out of battery, but it's not like I could plug it in and charge it, I mean. But I'm too lazy to get up, and today is really a lazy Sunday. After a very eventful day yesterday, I am just relaxing today and staying in. Not doing much except for recording this, even though I must say I don't exactly feel like recording, but those are the moments that really make it necessary to just do it and be courageous and stay disciplined and consistent. And it's not like I don't have anything to say. I have a plan. Well, not a plan, but I have an idea of what I want to talk about today. And the title of this episode is actually Live Outside the Box. I think we all know the saying, think outside the box, you know, to kind of have ideas that are a little bit crazy and creative and that don't really stick to rules. But I want to go one step or like a gazillion steps further and actually say live outside the box. Because it's so easy to literally box yourself in and to put yourself in a certain category and to think that you know yourself and you know exactly what type of person you are and how you want to live your life, what you want to experience. It's easy to fall into the trap of being very set on that. And what I'm just noticing is that it's so important to live a life that is full of adventure and spontaneity and not necessarily too much of it. Like, you don't have to overdo it and kind of drown yourself in this sea of experiences. You don't have to do that. But what I mean by live outside the box is actually that it's easy to think that there is not much more than your everyday life and that you have to get up, go to your job, come home, eat, go to sleep, and repeat the whole thing. It's easy to live for the weekends because you get there very soon and very fast. And living outside the box is actually acknowledging that there are so many more opportunities outside of your current realm of experience that are open to you. You are literally able to step outside your current life and to develop yourself, your experience, your job, your family, your personal life, everything into a direction that is suitable to you. And I met a friend yesterday, a very dear friend of mine, who I see very seldomly, too seldomly, but we get along so well and we think so much alike in so many different aspects, and it's refreshing. And we just have the same goals currently, and that's so cool. And what I noticed is how important it is to surround yourself with like-minded people and how important it is to actually talk things through sometimes. It's fine to keep things to yourself as well. I'm not convinced that you have to go out and tell everybody about your goals and what you actually plan. Some people say that that's actually helpful. I don't know. I think it depends. But what is helpful is actually staying in touch with people who think like you and who want the same things as you, because you can support each other and you can lift each other up. And it's very uplifting to know that a friend or even just an acquaintance, if that's the case, is in a similar position as you, and you can definitely help each other out, because there is no need for jealousy or thinking that somebody else is going to take away your piece of the cake. No, there is enough cake for everyone, more than enough. And this definitely has to do with an abundant mindset where you acknowledge the abundance of life and the universe around you and just trust and know that God will provide. You can call it life or universe, whatever. I call him God, and God will provide for you. He'll be there to lift you up and to guide you and to help you and to set your path straight, and he'll make it happen at the right time, and he'll make sure you meet the right people at the right time, and that you're faced with the right opportunities and situations at the right time. So there's no need for insecurity, actually. And to go back to the title of this episode, living outside the box also means that you expand you expand your mindset, you expand your skills and your knowledge, and you expand your mind itself and your emotions, and everything expands. Because this little box that you've put yourself into is not enough to contain the greatness of who you really are. That's something you definitely should remember. You are so much greater and more powerful than you think. And no walls are gonna be able to keep you from where you wanna go. The limits that you seemingly have in your life are just there because you allow them to. And once you let go and really free yourself from them, you see how much there is that you can actually take advantage of and move towards and work with and do. And I hope you know that I'm really speaking from my heart right now. I record my episodes very spontaneously and I don't plan everything. I sometimes just have an idea of what I want to say and then it comes out in the process. So everything I do is spontaneous and it is outside the box because I don't contain myself. I just speak from my heart and I speak freely, and that's a great way to reflect on where I want to go and how I want to live. And I hope it touches you, and I hope it comes across that it's genuine and that I really mean it. And I really, really hope you can take away something from it. And I want to finish this episode by saying thank you so much for listening and for tuning in. If you like this, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening and subscribe. You can recommend this to someone you know who'd benefit from it. And I will catch you on Thursday. Bye.